Well, imagine a world where we can free up some 20 to 30% of police's time. And I'm not talking about a world here where we create a Robocop. No, far from that. I'm talking about a world in which we are able to get to the very root cause of one of the major drain on police officers' time. I am talking about drugs and alcohol abuse. So my big idea is to have a program in place whereby we are able to provide a drug and alcohol treatment program, a comprehensive drug and alcohol treatment program for people who are repeat offenders after being arrested for a drug and alcohol related offense. My name is Festus Akinbusoye, and I'm the Bedfordshire Conservative Police and Crime Commissioner candidate for the upcoming election. Came across this idea having spent some time researching on the key drivers of crime in our communities. Also, I served as a special constable up until a few months ago in Bedfordshire. And it became very apparent to me after some time that we were going to the same people over and over and over again, arresting them for the same offenses over and over again. And one thing many people don't actually realize about police officers is that, apart from the fact that they're all wonderful people, of course, is that every arrest, every interaction with a member of the public would result in several minutes or hours of admin work, of paperwork, which takes you off the streets from patrolling and things like that. And it just became a constant reoccurring reality that we were often dealing with people who were drunk. And as a result of their drunkenness, they will commit a GBH or a grievous bodily harm. Or we were dealing with people who were in possession of drugs, or they were drug addicts. And as a result of that, to feed that habit, they were constantly being arrested for shoplifting or burglaries. But so the issue was not so much the, even though there were crimes, they were bad in itself. I thought, well, how about if we can help these people to deal with the substance abuse that is driving a lot of the crime activities? So I came across a couple of research from the Home Office, from the Ministry of Justice as well, and from other organizations that have done a lot of work into this. And I thought, well, if we can have a program that was designed around helping people rather than them going into jail again and again and again, or being prosecuted and then being released on bail pending for the investigation, which costs a lot of money and police time. How about if you help them to tackle the root cause of their crime activities? How much more money that would save? So a piece of research by Dame Black a couple of years ago showed that in Britain, in England and Wales, the overall cost of drugs, of the drugs market, was about 20 billion to the taxpayer. When you look at things like the cost of the NHS, cost of local authorities, cost of the criminal justice system, that's 20 billion pounds. This is actually more than the police budget nationally. You know, so, and then the cost of alcohol was listed at roughly about 2 to 5 billion pounds by the Institute for Alcohol Studies. So it just makes sense for taxpayers, it makes sense for families, it makes sense for businesses, that rather than just go down the enforcement route, which we have to do, we also need to look at focusing on helping people to come off these addictive substances and deal with that. So my thing is to put together a 12-week program where people have things like counseling, they'll have help with finances, they'll have help with housing, and so on and so forth, so that hopefully by the end of that, they can come off their addictive behaviours.
That sounds like a really fantastic idea. And obviously, you've got the experience there of having dealt with some of these individuals during your volunteering work as a special constable, which we all thank you for. Thank you. You've identified there a couple of issues which are important. So you touched on there very briefly some of the things which overlap with addiction. You've touched on their homelessness and mental health. Mm-hmm. Obviously, this is going to be an approach which is more than just about addiction. How will you seek to engage other public sector bodies in this program to try and help those people turn their lives around?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question, because within the interplay of drugs and alcohol is also mental health. So, I mean, almost any police officer will tell you that probably if out of every 10 jobs that they go to, I would imagine probably 6 to 7 out of that, so 60-70% of all of those jobs would either include something to do with alcohol, drugs, or mental health. And you know, drug abuse sometimes is a cause of mental health challenges. But police officers are not meant to be mental health nurses. That's not their job, but increasingly they're dealing with that. So working a lot closer with the local clinical commissioning groups, the NHS, that is an important thing. I know that in Bedfordshire, we've got a service level agreement so that when someone is going through a mental health episode, the people who are dealing with that is not the police, but there is a street triage team that are able to come out with the police to deal with that. So they're working in partnership. And if someone has to be sectioned, they're not using the police powers to section them, but rather it's a medical practitioner who's sectioning them, and they are transported not to police custody, because custody is not a place for someone who's going through a mental health problem, a challenge rather, they should be in a hospital. So then they're able to be transported to an A&E where they can be assessed for mental health.
And what would you do to support the individuals after the initial 12-week? Because obviously addiction is something which has probably blighted them for their whole lives. How will you deal with it in the long term? So I'm assuming that you give them the introduction and the immediate help, but what happens after that 12-week program?
Well, the current, I've looked at how this is happening in other areas, and the one that comes out to mind is what the problem they've got in Durham. But this is only 6 weeks. Now, in my view, and having done some work mentoring young offenders in prison and also working with people who've got addictive substance abuse challenges, is that 6 weeks is just no longer enough, you know, for people to turn their lives around. 12 weeks hopefully give people that extra bit of space for the initial in-depth supports and help. But then there'll be the extra bit within that 12-week period where someone can actually follow up on them and check up and see how things are going. Now, what I hope will happen after the 12 weeks is that there'll be a gradual withdrawal of support, which will then be less intense, but also would be, you know, checking up and seeing how they're doing. But hopefully within that time, people would know they will be able to have other outlets that they can utilize for dealing with the other issues that might be causing them to rely on drugs and alcohol.
And obviously, as you know, everything does come back down to money. How would you seek to fund a program like this? Would you seek to pilot it with some individuals first? Where do you think the money would come from for the program?
Well, according to my research, I believe that over the 12-week period, it will cost about £7,000 to get an individual through that process. So over a year, the amount of money that we're going to be saving from things like shoplifting and burglaries and, you know, processing someone through the criminal justice system, it will more than make up the cost, the initial outlay and investment in helping people to come off these addictive substances.
Now, remember, everyone watching this, if you think Festus has had the best idea or you just like it, make sure you like this video to give him your vote. Subscribe to the channel so that you get the first notifications of all the new policy ideas which are coming through, and tap on the bell icon. Festus, thank you so much for joining me on Bright Ideas. Good luck with your campaign.